This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Since 1998, Georgia has received some $140 million a year on average from the settlement of a multi-state lawsuit against most of the major tobacco companies. Georgia officials are not required to spend that money on helping smokers quit, but advocates claim that was the spirit of the settlement. The state has, in fact, spent very little of that money on smoking cessation and tobacco use prevention programs, less than 10% and shrinking. Instead, the money has gone to help close gaps in the general budget and to the Economic Development Fund called One Georgia. State Representative Sharon Cooper chairs the House Health and Human Services Committee. She's a Marietta Republican and a registered nurse. Last December 12th, on All Things Considered, I asked her why Georgia ranks so low among states in using tobacco settlement money for smoking prevention. Now, almost exactly a year later, we revisited the question in a conversation at the state legislature's biennial conference in Athens. Have you been able to find out any reason why that is, other than the obvious, which is Georgia has a budget problem?
No, I haven't, and I think that that's the reason that it's been diverted. It's been diverted even under Governor Barnes from the very beginning, and I think basically people have felt like with the budget problems that it was more important to try to get people working than it was to fund smoking cessation programs. Now, of course, I'm against smoking. I know what it does for our young people. And in the long run, it costs us a lot more money in Medicaid because we end up with the people that have serious smoke-related illnesses are often on Medicaid. But I think that it's just been the crisis on financial crisis.
I was about to ask you about the Medicaid issue because many of the folks on Medicaid are on that kind of assistance because of smoking-related illnesses. So is the budget problem really a valid reason not to fund smoking cessation programs, since you could save a whole lot of money if people actually were in an effective program?
Well, that's long term. And one of the problems in the legislature is we're elected for two-year periods. And people look at the budget in that two-year period, but you don't see the results for many years down the road. And that's a hard thing for legislators who are faced with budget holes right at the moment for that period to contemplate spending money there and waiting for results 12 years or 15 years down the road. And, you know, as I often say, I don't get to run the zoo. I don't have all the information that the governors have on how dire the situations are. And so they make those decisions.
How much of a case has been made, though, either by you or other people to the governor to say, hey, look, we're not required to use this money for tobacco cessation. It just comes to us. But maybe we ought to.
Well, I haven't talked to the new governor about it. And he is one that will listen to us, and it's something I'll be glad to talk to him about. In the past, you know, Governor Perdue did raise the tax on cigarettes. That helped. I mean, I am one of the people that voted for that tax and took a lot of flack from my colleagues over it. But I'm a nurse, and I know what smoking does and the terrible long-term effects. He did what he could do, but he was all big for One Georgia and putting people to work. And Governor Barnes wasn't really somebody I could talk to. And so I'll be glad to have a conversation with Governor Deal about it.
Would you support raising the cigarette tax even farther, because we still have one of the lower cigarette taxes around, or tobacco taxes around?
Well, I would certainly consider it seriously, but I don't believe that that would pass the Georgia House or the Senate because of the anti-tax stand by so many of our legislators. It is just a hard thing to do. I mean, on any kind of a raising taxes, people are hurting now, and people don't want to raise any kind of a tax on people, and I understand that. And especially with the uncertainty of what's coming down from the feds and the cost of the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare, I think this in Georgia we'd be reluctant to raise any taxes on anything.
Is the atmosphere, though, on some tax increases, changing a bit because governments at the federal and state and local levels are looking at what their revenue situation is and the budget holes that they have. And tobacco is certainly one area where a lot of people feel taxes could be raised.
I don't think so at this time. And one would be because we've been so careful with Georgia's economy. We've cut $2.5 billion out of our budget already. And we're one of only seven or eight states that has a AAA bond rating. So we're very conservative. And I think it would be the first stance that we would have would be to go again and look for more programs that were non-essential.
Do we have any more? I mean, we keep hearing people say we've cut to the bone and now we're going through the bone.
We really have. I mean, we've cut the skin, the muscle, and we are down to the bone. But I'm sure in government you could always find something, but I'm not sure it's enough to cover everything.
That's what I was going to ask you very quickly as the last question. Certainly you could find waste and inefficiencies even now, but would there be enough of those to cover the budget hole that we're looking at?
I don't think so. But here again, the budget area is not my specialty area, but it would seem that it wouldn't be enough. And so I don't know whether people would consider a tax on cigarettes a better tax or not. I just don't know what my fellow Republicans would think about that.
But that's not something you would push, then.
If it came down to absolutely where there was nothing left to cut and we were going to cut out taking care of our most senior citizens and people, our disabled community, and we were absolutely between a rock and a hard pike, I would certainly think that would be a better tax than some of the other taxes. I hope we don't have to make that decision. I hope the economy begins to turn around and the revenues come in so that we don't reach that, because the state does have responsibility for education and for taking care of our citizens who, for no fault of their own, cannot take care of themselves.
And the November revenues, though, did not look promising. They were actually down November to November.
I know. So, like I say, I don't get to run the zoo, and I am very glad I'm not the governor and the speaker and the lieutenant governor who are having to make these terrible decisions about how we still fund our schools and protect our vulnerable citizens.
State Representative Sharon Cooper, a Republican, is the chair of the House Health and Human Services Committee. Thank you so much for being with us.